Hello?
Hey, it's Victor calling from Local Splash. How are you doing, Baudelaire?
Hey, how you doing, man?
And I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself? How's it going so far?
So far, so good.
That's good. That's good. That's great to hear. I'm reaching out because I do have a missed call from you today. Did you have any questions for us?
That number is not working. I called it so many times. It wasn't working. That number informed me.
It didn't go through the 877 number?
Yeah, I called so many times. It didn't go through.
Really? Okay, let me go ahead and check that out.
Let me see. Let me see. 877-635-6225. That
yep,
number is
yep.
It's not like you were disconnected. I called a lot of times. But it's not a number that I call. Yeah. It seemed like you were disconnected. I called so many times. I was like, what's going on? But it's just two numbers.
Is it disconnected immediately?
No, when I call, the way it sounds, it sounds like this is not in service. I thought it sounded like it's connected. They say it came on saying it's not in service. So I keep on calling, and there's another number that I call I couldn't go to, so. Yeah,
okay.
So for some reason, I couldn't get through at all. So
let me go ahead and check that out really quickly, see if it's an issue on our end.
Yeah, I mean, you could try on your own phone. Try 877. Let me see. 635-6225. If you go to, because I mean, then when I call, it sounds like it's not in service. It was saying it's not in service.
Okay, I'm checking that out right now just to make sure. No, okay, yeah, I'm seeing that was an issue a while ago. It should be working now.
Okay.
If you want, try calling the number, see if it's working on your end.
Let me try phone.
I'm gonna hang up.
No, I got another phone.
Okay, go ahead, try.
Yeah, let me call right now.
Calls are recorded.
Yeah, it's good now.
Oh, okay, it's going through now?
Yeah, he went through. Before he wasn't going through, yeah. Okay, listen, I'm calling because my credit card payment didn't go through, and I'm calling to give a different credit card. I got a message, so like, the credit card payment didn't go through. I'm calling to give a different credit card.
Let me go ahead and check it out online. It does seem like it went through, but let me double check just to make sure. With you almost finished. Oh, okay, yeah, there we go. I'm seeing it didn't go through. You said we're going to update that. So the one we have on file right now for this one is it ends in 2242. We're going to be replacing that one, right?
2242? Yeah, I'm going to give you another one for now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, so I have to get it. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay, first of all, listen, for the place of bookkeeping, that thing I'm paying for, I'm not getting nothing out of it. I'm the Facebook. I mean, it's like, I'm not getting nothing at all, you know, so I'm paying like $200 a month, so I haven't get nothing. So I know it's in your business, but why is that?
For the place of bookkeeping?
Yeah, I'm thinking like the 300 extra for lead for Facebook. I haven't get nothing at all. So I mean, is there a good guarantee for booking him also? Because like, the Facebook never worked for me. If you don't try Facebook, it doesn't work for me. Is there a good guarantee for bookkeeping service?
So the place for good bookkeeping right now, we don't have Facebook. What we have is the Google Ads. We have the Google Ads that are active right now on
Facebook. Google Ads, that's what I have. Okay, that's what I have. Okay, can you cut this off? Because I'm not getting nothing out of it. I'm paying a lot of money for it, but I'm not getting nothing from the Google Ad.
Go ahead and check it out. You haven't been receiving, well, you haven't gotten a valid client since you've had the Google Ad?
Nothing at all. Nothing. So I'm just, nothing at all. No call. The only call I get is from Yelp to advertising, but I never get no call or nothing from the Google Ad. Nothing at all. Google Ad doesn't work, you know?
Let me go ahead and make a couple of adjustments to the Google Ad. That way we start seeing different results. I'm going to change up the strategy since you're telling me that you haven't been receiving any calls regarding work on the place for bookkeeping. Hold on. Let me go ahead and check it out. Here with you, just making a couple adjustments.
Okay.
Okay, so I just made a couple of adjustments, so I'm gonna be monitoring closely to see how it behaves, changed up the strategy for the Google Ads. We should start seeing different type of results with it. But, like I said, I'm gonna be checking it out closely, see if at the end of the day it's not working out, well, I'll definitely let you know after we switch up the strategy this time. If it's not working out, when I'll let you know, maybe it's best to should try maybe some Google Verified, or actually for the place of bookkeeping, maybe even Facebook Ads would be a better fit for it. Since in this place specifically, it's a different type of service, that's something we would have to check out. But first, I'm going to see how it behaves with these changes, and I'll be following up with you next month, okay?
Yeah, because I thought it was Facebook had the whole thing, but it's kind of just Google Ad. Google Ad don't work, you know, Google Ad is kind of old. You know, it doesn't work no more. Google guarantee work, but Google Ad. But let's see what happened, though, you know?
Let's go ahead and give it one last try with these changes that I implemented. Like I said, I'm going to be checking it out myself. I'm going to be monitoring closely. If it doesn't work out, I'll definitely let you know. We'll remove Google Ads. we could see either about implementing Google Verified or even Facebook ads, but since it's a different type of service specifically for this location, we have to see what works since it's different from the other locations that you have.
Okay. Okay, one more thing. My website, right? Bull Service, Bar Service LLC? Okay.
Bow Services, okay?
Okay. So, if somebody will Google, like, Carpet Cleaning Manual New York, when they click on the website, then, okay, let's do this. When they Google it, right? There's a section that's a price sheet. I asked them to remove the price sheet already. But it's not on the website, but when they Google the company name, it's showing the price sheet.
Showing the price sheet? What mean?
Okay, that's the web design. Go ahead.
So on the website, it's no longer showing the price sheet, but when you...
Yeah, when it's not connected.
It still shows it?
Yeah, but yeah, well, if you Google the company name. If you Google Bow Service LLC, and you're going to see the second that's the price sheet, you can see the price sheet. So, and I told them they could remove it. I mean, it's not, okay. What happened is that there's a bunch of pictures. You have to Google Bow Service LLC. You have to Google it on the computer.
I'm checking that out right now. Okay, yeah, so there is no price sheet on
the website. Yeah, but when you Google the company, you see where's the pricing? Yeah, when you Google the company, Bow Service LLC. This show about commercial carpet cleaning, then pricing. I don't know if you see that.
On the about section, let me check it out.
No. It's not even the website. The first page. When you Google Bastard LLC, the first web page that pop up. I don't know if you see that. It's about commercial carpet cleaning, then pricing. I guess it's showing the footage on the computer. So let me go look on the computer. I guess it's showing.
Yeah, because I'm not able to see that on my end.
Yeah, try to do it on your phone, I guess. I guess it's on the phone, not on the computer.
Okay,
try Google Bath. BAU Service. Yeah, see?
So I go to the About section, and it's just showing me the link to the Facebook. It's not showing me any pricing.
Okay. When you go to About, okay, you see About, there's two of them. There's About, commercial carpet cleaning on the bottom, then pricing on the bottom. Did you see that? Pricing.
No, it's not showing up. Can you send me a little screenshot to see how it looks like? It's not showing up on my end.
I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it now.
Send it. Wait. Send it to this phone number. I'm gonna send you a text message. Don't send the text message to the 877 because it might not go through.
Oh, so. Give me a second. Okay, I'm gonna send it now. Okay, what is that? Okay, I said it. But you got it.
Okay, let me go ahead and check it out. Okay, I see carpet cleaning, about commercial carpet cleaning, pricing. Oh, okay, I see the pricing section.
It was the pricing? But do you see it like on the computer on your phone? You see that? You just show like that?
Yeah, it's not showing up for some reason. It says everything else, but not the pricing.
Okay, wow. Let me look at a different phone. Hold on. But I still on my phone.
Yeah, try using it on another phone, see if it shows up the same thing.
Yeah, it's showing on my other phone.
It's showing up too?
Yeah.
Would you like us to remove that section, or...?
But what happened is that when I clicked off, let me look. How come it's not showing? It's showing on my both phone. I'm not sure if it's showing on the computer. I thought it's on the computer. Yeah. Did you put Bow Service LLC on Google, right?
Yeah.
Let me look on the computer what it's showing. Let me look on the computer. Hold on.
Yeah, because I checked it out on my phone too, and it didn't show up on my phone either. For some reason.
Oh, what is wrong?
You got work to do. I have to go to work.
You need to probably still on the computer. Okay. Okay, let me see. Yeah, it's on my computer too.
Okay, no worries. Even though if I can't see it on my end, I'll make sure it gets fixed. Do you want us to remove it or update something inside the pricing section?
Okay. Okay, let me see what happened. Okay. When I click on it, hold on, let me see. Where is it? When I click on it, the way it was set up, there was a picture, a lot of Oh, what's a picture? Okay, hold on. Share, where is it? Okay, who are I sharing this? Okay, I just sent you a picture. How much are you?
Okay.
It's loading. Let me know if you see the picture.
Okay, I just received the picture. Where it says pricing, it's just showing the before and after picture, right?
Yeah, okay, because that's what I could show you. There's a picture on that page, because the way I set it up, right? There was a bunch of picture, and the plastic was on the bottom. There was a bunch of picture, the plastic is on the bottom. So basically what I want them to do, I want them to remove the price sheet and waste the plastic on the top. I want them to put before and after pictures so that they could keep all those pictures. There's a lot of picture there. So they could keep all those pictures.
So instead of saying pricing, just before and after pictures?
Yeah, and if you go all the, you cannot go all the, when they go all the way on the bottom, they go to the pricing. They couldn't remove all the price.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to connect to my website. Because right now it's not connected to my website. You know what I mean?
It should be connected to the website. Let me see. Does it have a link? Oh, okay. There's no specific link on the Google profile for the website, right?
It's nowhere connected to my website. So if you go to the website, you're not going to see nothing about it. If you click on the website, you're not going to see no price sheet. It used to connect to my website. I could have taken off. But then it's still there. So if you go to the website, there's no price sheet. It's not there. It used to be there. I told them to take it off. They took it off. But those pictures, I forgot about those pictures, but those pictures, I want them to be on the website. I want a section to call before and after picture. They got a section they call gallery. They could leave that section there.
Okay.
It's a new section I want them to call before and after picture. Before, after picture. Before, after picture.
Okay, let me go ahead and set that up real quick.
But maybe easier if you could see this.
Okay, perfect. I went ahead and just requested that change from our web developer, so we'll make sure we get that done as soon as possible. As soon as I have the update, I'll be reaching out to you so you could check it out and let me know if you want to make any additional adjustments, okay?
Yeah, but it'd be easier if you could see the question what I was seeing, though, you know? So, yeah, okay.
No worries, but I see what you mean. I'm not able to see it on mine for some reason. But I did check on a different platform, and I was able to see that.
Oh, you see that? Okay, good. I was able to see it. So when you click on plastic thing, you see all those pictures, right?
Yep.
Yeah, those pictures, I want them to go, like I told you, before. I want them to be put into my website, a section called Before, After Picture, and the pricing, all on the bottom. You saw that too?
Of course, yeah, I see that now.
Yeah, I need all those files to be removed. Just leave those pictures.
Okay, definitely. Okay. I'll make sure that adjustment gets applied and follow up with you as soon as possible. And, well, right now we just have the pending payment. I'm going to update the billing information.
Everything's the same. Everything's the same. I just going to give you a different card number. So, can I give the one-time payment for that? Then the other card should be for next month. It's a one-time payment. Can I give him the one-time payment?
Yes. I would just have to switch it on the spot because I no longer have the information for the whole card. It's just the last four numbers, so I'll be asking for it again after I process the payment.
Yeah. How much did I pay?
It's $199.
Okay. Let me get the card. It's gonna be one time, and then after that next month, we'll go to a regular card. All right. So. Let me get the card. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep, go ahead.
4246 3153 7496 7881
1781
7881
And when does it expire?
What is it over here? 0828.
August 28th. And the security code?
302. Okay.
302?
Yeah.
Okay, I updated that. Let me go ahead and process the payment. Do I have your permission to process the payment right now for the $199?
Yes, sir.
Okay, processing the payment now. All right, the payment went through, and since it's just a one-time payment, I'm going to revert the billing information. What's the card number that you would like for us to keep on file?
What is the one you have? Oh, I have to give it to you?
Yes, I wouldn't have that information anymore.
You could use this one for now. Actually, next one. You could change it and use this one.
Okay.
Yeah, leave this one. So, actually, next one.
Okay. In that case, I'll leave that for now. Once you're ready to update that information, just send me a little text message and I'll give you a phone call, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I'll be following up with you once the changes are made, okay, Butler?
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good rest of your day. Stay safe out there. Bye-bye.
All right, then. Bye-bye.